Thank you for tuning into Cybercrime Magazine CISO Minute, a weekly mini podcast episode with insights and advice for chief information security officers. I'm your host, Teresa Payton, former White House CIO. The CISO Minute is sponsored by KnowBe4, the world's largest platform for new school security awareness training, which includes unlimited simulated phishing attacks. Join KnowBe4's more than 35,000 customers worldwide to manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. Did you know that Cybersecurity Ventures found that 24% of Fortune 500 CISOs have been in their roles for an average of just 1 year? 16% of CISOs make it about 2 years. That is a stunning statistic, and there's so much behind that. For starters, there's burnout. In some regards, there's the best next opportunity. And in other regards, an opportunity perhaps of a lifetime could be behind why so many CISOs are moving from job to job. One of the things that's interesting with this rapid turnover and all of the headlines in the news about recent cybersecurity incidents is that the CISO pay around the world is on the rise, but the country that is outpacing CISO pay is the United States. The other thing to note is that if your company ends up being the victim of a cybercrime, if indeed at some point you lose your CISO to go to another job, you may find it harder to attract the next CISO. And that pay and compensation package may be a bit of a shock. Cybercrime Magazine is published by Cybersecurity Ventures, your trusted source for cybersecurity facts, figures, and statistics. Visit us on the web at cybersecurityventures.com. The CISO Minute is sponsored by KnowBe4, the world's largest platform for new school security awareness training, which includes unlimited simulated phishing attacks. Join KnowBe4's more than 35,000 customers worldwide to manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. I am your host, Teresa Payton, and we'll be back next week with another episode of the CISO Minute.